your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Listen, we're 7 minutes in. Already.
We should have some other paywall that's like, get the shit we're already talking about before we hit record.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Well, whoa. You guys text me and I'll just send it to you. Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. Bonk. 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 Daisy, I have one question for you.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Listen, upholding a toxic system.
What are we doing? You all, welcome to, I was about to say Love is Blind. Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey, your favorite Love is Blind recap podcast. We're two exhausted people.
Oh, so tired.
I'm Ellen, that's Daisy. We're exhausted. And we're doing season 7. There are so many scales in which you can weigh all these different seasons. We can weigh it on, they really found out Love is Blind, or we can weigh it on drama or watching people's growth. Do you think this is the worst season there's ever been?
Yeah. I think in some ways, like, I think it's jumped the shark. I don't know how they can go on from here unless they go back and start casting people for real and stop casting them for reality TV. You know what I mean? Like, these people are all just here to be on television.
I think that's what it is. I really do, because all of these people have inadvertently become micro influencers or podcasters.
I don't think it's inadvertently. I think it's advertently.
Well, I mean, even the people from the beginning, right?
Yes.
Like Cameron and Lauren, who actually like found love, they're living their life, but they are still living off of their clout from Love is Blind. And I'm not mad at them. They apparently have a podcast and I wish them well and all that stuff. It's just we're trolling ourselves at this point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because in so many past seasons, I think of like Bartice and Nancy. I think of Zainab and Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Mark and Jessica. I think of all these couples that didn't work out where there was a clear villain, Shaken, Deep
mm-hmm.
D.
Mm-hmm.
They're all villains.
I know, although I said in this episode, which is called What the Duck, by the way, I like Tyler. Like right now, he's my favorite guy. I mean, Garrett's fine. And I really hope something awful doesn't happen. But I know it's gonna.
To Tyler?
No, like come out about him.
Are you joking right now?
No.
Daisy, do you have the internet?
I'm trying not to look. I'm trying to be that guy.
I don't know how to break this to you right now. Honestly, I'm being for real right now. Daisy, can I tell you or no?
I don't know. Let's take a quick audience poll. Should I know or should I not know?
I actually can't believe you don't know this, Daisy.
I've been trying not to. I deserve to know. Tell her. Don't tell her. Yes, tell her. Okay.
It was easy with the UK. We didn't watch ahead in the UK. It was a little bit easier because I don't think it's as mainstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, we had to watch ahead. We had to build our live shows. We know that. And now I can't stop. It's like fucking chips, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to watch with new eyes. So I find myself noting and saying, if I didn't know what I actually know. Okay, listen, if you don't want a spoiler, hit the fast forward button like 4 times. Daisy, Tyler has 3 kids.
I thought that was Steven.
No, Steven has a sex addiction. Tyler has 3 children that later in the season he claims were sperm donor babies. And his best friend, who is the mother of the children, took to Instagram and explained the whole thing like 2 days ago. He called them sperm donor babies. Now, she's a lesbian, but she's like, no, we definitely one night got a little carried away and fucked and had twins. And he has raised those babies as his own.
But then what about the third one?
The first one was actually a sperm donor situation with her ex-wife.
Okay.
And then Tyler stepped up and was like, no, I want to be his dad. And so they did it together. And the mom was lovely. She was like, I didn't ask anything of him. And he said, I want to be a part of the baby's life. The baby's name is Cairo. And she's like, I didn't ask him to do this, but he did. He was very much his dad. And then the twins, he parked his beef bus in her depot and they made babies. He lied. He lied. He is a liar.
But don't they know that this shit's going to come out? She took him to court for child support. How did they not find that in the back? Come on. How did they not find that in the background check?
I mean, that's the thing is that if you watch the show, I was watching it today, that scene in the pool. I was like, he is looking at her. He has eyes. Yeah. He loves her. Yeah. He's a sweet little munchy baby. But then when I put my thinking cap on and remember, he is quite literally living a lie. And at every turn, whenever children is mentioned or future is mentioned, I'm like, Tyler, you could say it here. You could say it here. You could say, oh, by the way, babies, I have three of them. He has three babies with his DNA.
In the pods, you have to say that. In the pods.
And this woman came out and she was really sweet. And she's like, I'm really shy. This isn't me. She wasn't accusatory. She wasn't mean. All she was doing was giving the information. There were pictures of him holding his babies at Christmas.
Oh, man.
It's bananas. No, everybody is horrible.
This is worse than Mullet Guy.
Oh, it's way worse than Trevor. He has whole ass human beings.
I'm so upset. You know what? I think I have to cancel the rest of the recording and go back to bed.
I think that's a wise idea. Good people do bad things.
You are
a good person. I am a good person. I have done things I am not proud of, but he just had so many times to come clean.
Yeah.
You know, I have done that where I've like, you know, withheld something in a situation where I didn't think it was going to go any deeper.
Also, those kids at some point are going to find out and they're going to be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Those twins were not sperm donor babies. They did it the old fashioned way.
Wow.
Natural twins. Also, that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
So everyone, we just had to bring Daisy up to speed. If you're back, welcome back. She needed to know. I couldn't go through life lying to Daisy.
Yeah, no, especially because I just said so far, I like Tyler the best. And that was the end of that.
And you know what? If you were living in a world where none of that existed, he does. He prays a lot.
Yeah, with the praying and the discussion about the kids. And anyway,
enjoy your prayers. But what the duck?
So we left off with Brittany having read this letter that's like, you ruined my life.
Daisy, that is more than a letter. That's a whole new testament of the Bible. That was like a keynote speech.
Yeah. And it's, you ruined it. Everything's the worst. I'm so embarrassed. Blah, blah, blah. And then he responds by reading her the stupidest poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, it goes like this. I like your voice. You are my choice. I have a lot of money. Will you be my honey? It's so dumb. And she knows it's dumb. And she's like laughing. And she's like, this is really stupid. And then he proposes right after she said that she was hurt and he ruined everything. He never apologizes.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Brittany's taking this seriously.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And I think that Leo is reeling. He is just feeling the benefits of his triangulation.
Yeah.
Because he has now somehow succeeded in making himself appear to be a high value man.
Ugh.
And I think he's just proud of himself. I think everything after this is just gravy for him. Mm. I think he's like, I did it. Look at this. I did it. And after he proposes, she doesn't say yes. She doesn't say no. She goes, oh my God.
She's kind of like looking around like, is this real life?
Yeah. But she said yes.
She does.
But she said yes to that horrible poem. Honestly, I would like to put this forward to Congress. If you say a poem or you use a ukulele, I feel like there should be legal ramifications. You can do it.
Yeah.
But then you're like, but legally, I could be facing time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're opening yourself up to prosecution.
I actually don't think it's crazy.
No. If you take a ukulele out, I should be allowed to sue you.
Yeah. And you should do time.
Yeah.
I mean, not crazy time, like 3 months, like 90 days.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
Yeah. And if you were ever seen with a ukulele
again, that's a second offense. Three times you're out. That's it.
Yeah. And then
that's life.
Life in
prison. That's life.
So
now we're with Hannah and Nick in the tunnel of love.
Blase blah, I love him. Blase blah, doesn't matter what I look like.
Could this man not shave his neck? Could he not have taken 5 minutes to shave his neck for this fucking reveal?
We take razors to the inside of our butthole.
Come on, man.
I go inside of my vagina lips. Okay? I hoist my leg on things to get in there. When I was pregnant, I got a bikini wax and I was just doing like a trim up. My pregnant ass was trying to lean over my pregnant ass belly.
Have you seen the video of the guy with the watermelon in his shirt trying to do normal tasks?
No.
Oh, it's great. He's like trying to shave his legs, trying to tie his shoes. He just keeps falling over. It's great.
It's challenging. The fact that I go to my insides... And you can't shave your fucking neck?
Neck?
That's misogyny.
Well, this man has a lot of that. I think nobody ever taught him how to be.
Solange says he needs a shave and a Crest white strip.
Yeah.
They are so readily available. You can get them at CVS.
Yeah.
I get it. We all have discolored teeth from, you know, drinking coffee, soda, whatever. But, like, take care of it.
Watch any movie from, like, before 2000 and you're going to be... shocked at how brown people's teeth, and it wasn't an issue. Like, nobody ever said anything.
Right. Do you want my hack for whitening teeth?
Sure.
You double up. You do the 20 minutes, you take it off, you do it the 20 minutes again.
Oh.
I think I heard that from Nina Poole.
Who?
The woman on TikTok who does the dupes. I think I heard that from her, but I might have heard it before. I can't remember.
My first time doing Invisalign, I started putting the whitening in the Invisalign and wearing it overnight, and my teeth almost started to glow.
Yeah. It's like Ross and Friends.
Yeah.
Are those your teeth?
Oh, you can see them, huh?
Yes, they're insanely white.
Yeah, I did that for you.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? You've got a black light. It's 1999.
Katie says, oh my God, leave your beef curtains alone. They're not very curtainy. They're kept in there nice and tight. It's a good situation.
Mine are a little curtainy.
Yeah, they're a little curtainy.
Yeah,
it's fine. Everybody's vagina is different.
They're like a coin purse that's been turned inside out.
Do you have a flowery vagina?
Yeah.
Like, is it open? Like, you know, like the flowery ones are more like open and then...
It's not open. It's just like the menorah is a little majora. You know what I mean? It's like when the clam sticks its little foot out to crawl.
Yeah, show us real fast.
All right, I'll show you someday. On a higher tier. On the $50 tier. He tells us that Hannah has so much depth. I don't know. We haven't seen that, but okay.
Yeah, I think he means in her buzzy.
This is what she's saying before she sees him. He's a jock and he works out. And the worst case scenario is I can put him in my pocket.
Her whole jock line of comments, he has said from the beginning he was a kicker.
Yeah.
Kickers are soccer players.
Yeah.
And I love soccer players' bodies.
But he's not an NFL football player, but he's not a quarterback. He's not Kelsey Travis or whatever his name is.
I don't even personally like those bodies. Like, you know, baseball players, they have those big fucking asses and those big fuck. I love a soccer player's body. So my point being that Hannah being like, he's a football player.
Girl.
I mean, he has misled you with the Henry Cavill stuff. He has always said he was a kicker.
Yeah.
So that's on you not knowing what a kicker looks like. Yeah. Okay. My lady.
So the doors open, and if Hannah could walk backwards, she would.
I'm going to do this in the live show because it has to be done.
Yeah.
Her body language, and I don't always believe in body language science, but she's walking and she looks to the side as if to look at production.
Uh-huh.
Then she looks up and to the left, which is like, oh my God. You know, her internal model is like, oh my God, save me. Is this real? And it's a nanosecond, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a disconnection. Because if you're into someone, you're like, holy crap. All of her disconnects are so alarming.
This woman cannot believe what she is seeing.
Yeah.
She is fucking mortified.
Honestly, I don't know where to start.
I don't either.
First of all, she is wearing these Carmen Miranda heels.
God.
No, don't get it twisted. I love a heel. I love wearing heels.
No, it's not that. It's that, what decade are you living in? Those, like, I wrote Herman Munster heels.
Oh, the Herman Munster shoes, and you don't even watch Real Housewives. No, she has said, these are her words, that she is tall. She's a taller woman. I want you to wear whatever you want.
Sure.
But if you are expressing fear mm-hmm. that this man is small because height is important to you, give him a fighting chance
yeah.
and don't wear the Carmen Miranda Herman Munster shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Those heels are 27 inches high, my lady.
Yeah, okay? They have a platform on them. It's bad.
I'm not here for the tall woman tropes. I am repeating what you are saying.
Yeah, it's very, very important to her. She has made that very clear.
To which I say, don't wear the tallest heels you own.
I once went on a date with a guy that I met on a dating site. I forgot to look all the way through his profile before I said yes. And it was like a lunch date, so it wasn't that big a deal. I said yes. And then I was getting ready for the date. And I was like, let me just pop back through and look. And he was 5'3". And listen, I'm not one to talk. I'm barely 5 feet at this point. But like, it's not for me. And so I showed up in the highest pair of wedge heels that I could because I was like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Listen, I'm not proud.
Well, it's fine.
I was also 24. So
the point is, I think that they're both a little hesitant. I think they both overpromised and underdelivered.
She asks if she looks like what he expected. And he's like, of course. And then he says, of course, you knew what I looked like, sir. Sir,
yeah.
I hope you are kidding, because what you said was Henry Cavill. Do you know what you look like? Because I'm not sure you do.
Great point. Do you know what you look like? I don't know the answer to that.
So now she's in confessional and she's like, he was not honest.
Mm-hmm. I can see both sides to this because, first of all, guess what? You guys should have been kicked out of the experiment. This should be a new rule. If we catch you talking about looks, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yes, he overpromised on that one. And then your mind gets racing, whatever. However, she stipulated several times, I don't care what he looks like.
I don't care.
Nyack is for me. I don't care what he looks like. He could be 500 pounds.
I am so into him.
I am so into him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he looks like.
I could not be less interested in what he looks like.
Which is fine. I don't subscribe to that. I do care what people look like. I am vain and I am honest enough to say that I do have a certain amount of vanity. Have people become more attracted to me over time?
Right.
Yes, of course. But like, I'm so into him. Well, then stop.
Yep.
Also, he compared himself to two very handsome, famous people.
Yep.
That's on you, bro. The fact that you look like a cross between Beavis and Butthead and Gypsy Rose Blanchard is entirely your life. You know, it's your life.
That is your hole to dig yourself out of. Yeah.
I get it. But then she goes on. She's like, I'm like a foot taller than him.
No, you're not.
It's not even like a me thing. Like, you know, it makes guys feel emasculated.
Let's hold on to that because I think there's something else that's going to make this man feel emasculated, and it's not how fucking tall you are. It's what a horrible fucking cunt you are.
Also, no, I think let's talk about it because he actually handled it like a champ.
Yes.
Because he laughed it off and said, I love a tall woman.
Yep.
So I think you're effeminated. Is that a word?
No, but let's make it one. I think this is all her insecurity.
Oh, completely.
She can barely look at him. She can barely look at him.
If you are insecure in your femininity, being a bigger woman, being a taller woman, which you have said, that is on you, not on this little man. I don't know if he lied about his height. Did he say anything about his height?
Who knows? But she's not a foot taller than him. I think he is actually taller than her.
So listen, I hate to use your own logic against you, girl. Like, I'm just speaking my truth. This issue is yours and yours alone because he didn't say anything about your height.
No. She's feeling really awkward. She says she's never dated somebody shorter than her. She points out that he has gray hairs and he's like, oh, I'll cut them out. I want to look young for you. This whole thing is the most awkward thing I've ever watched in my life. He's like, girl, I want to look young for you, girl. You're so young.
Now, remember, this man has never had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But thank God he's going on a show to find a wife.
Yeah.
I think he sees men acting like this in movies and his FYP is probably full of like Andrew Tate and stuff. I feel like only now knowing where this goes, Ellen in this moment is watching it and being like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Ellen, who's already watched all the episodes, is like, you're just playing a character right now.
Yeah. He tells her she's beautiful. And then he says, I'm not as beautiful as you. Sir, sit down. Stop it. This is not good. It's not a good look.
Also, did you notice in the whole conversation her body language.
Yeah, she's like leaned all the way out.
Her mouth was there and her body was like back in the quarters.
Yeah, and he even points it out, but he says, I like you leaning back so you can look at me. Sweetheart, that's not why she's leaning back. She wants to be as far away from you as possible. This is like a horrible blind date where like after pre-dinner drinks, she pretends that she's got a migraine so she can go home.
Completely.
This is so uncomfortable.
What?
Oh no.
Something bad happened?
Fifi's in trouble?
That's a Sex and the City reference.
Sorry, I wouldn't normally get that, but maybe something bad happened. Hello? Hey, Charlotte, it's me. Something bad happened. Something bad happened?
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, my sister and I have done that. We've been like, if I text you, you know, a code word, I need you to call and like scream on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah. It's just very awkward.
She's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. She's giving him like Cupid doll eyes. It's, ooh, boy.
Also, sir, listen, there is a lid for every pot. Everybody likes something different. I would like a show of hands. Who thought that protruding chest hair?
Oh, sir.
I don't get it.
You are about to meet the woman you proposed to. You're about to propose to her again, which I don't think he does. Does he? I don't think he does.
I don't know. I blacked out.
He might as well be wearing gold chains and a velour tracksuit. It's bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Where are your emotions after the reveal? Because I think Hannah is acting like, and I never use this word unless I mean it, Hannah's acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
She's acting like a mean girl bitch.
Yeah.
But there is a part of me that's like, dude, you sold yourself as Henry Cavill. What are you thinking walking away from the reveal?
I think that she's embarrassed. I think that he's embarrassed. You know, she walks back into the antechamber and she's just looking around like, holy fuck, what do I do? And then she just kind of like storms off.
Mm-hmm.
In this moment here, I'm like, you're both nowhere near ready for any relationship. You both need to do a lot of work. And here you are, you just met each other and you're supposed to get married and you hate each other.
Yeah. Hold on to your hands, your belongings, keep your whatever. It's gonna go from here. Now we go to Ramses and Marissa back in the pods. And Ramses explains that in his past, people have questioned his masculinity, myself included. He does give queer vibes to me, and that's fine.
Oh, that doesn't mean he's not masculine. He gives off very soft femme vibes for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know where he grew up, if that is an insult. Do you think he was like insulted by that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think most men are. I think most cis men are insulted if you say like, hey, you're pretty feminine.
Is that what he was saying? Or he was saying that because he's like emotional and like sort of the way he dresses and like his politics and stuff, mm-hmm. like he's just softer. Is that like an insult? I would never say that to anyone, but I don't think it's like an insult.
I don't think it is an insult, but I think men take it as an insult.
Yeah, that tracks.
It's like I was talking about with these old episodes of Friends where like someone will intimate that maybe they're gay and they have to be like, I'm not gay, I'm not gay, I'm not gay. And it's like, I'm not insulting you.
Yeah. Barry says, I love that he thinks he's progressive. It's great. I love that. Barry, you're fast forwarding.
Yeah, because
that's
going to
be, you're fast forwarding, Barry.
I do know about that too.
Daisy's actually not going to be on that show. I'm going to talk about a man like Ramses in a couple of episodes. You don't even need to be here. I have so much to say.
Let's write a song called A Man Like Ramses.
A
man like Ramses.
It's called The Fake Progressive Man Who's Actually Hiding His Toxic Masculinity mm-hmm. That Is Innate.
Yep.
Anyway, that'll be a fun episode. Tune in.
So she feels like she's won the lottery. He makes her feel like she deserves to be loved, which is another weird thing to say with a big old smile on your face. I never deserved love before. Yikes.
Ramses says, you know, I woke up in tears this morning.
Oh boy.
No, you didn't.
Sweetheart.
No, you didn't.
If you did, you need to get some hormone checks or
something. No, you didn't.
Something.
You didn't wake up with tears in your eyes. No, you didn't.
Mm-mm.
I know somebody who used to be like, oh my God, I was sobbing. Oh my God, I watched this and I...
No, you weren't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. From someone who cries a lot, no, you didn't.
Oh my God, speaking of which, your friend Tommy posted a video, like a montage of him crying, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
At his bachelor party?
At all different things.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone's like, here, let's watch this movie. And he's like,
yeah.
Like, just crying. crying all the time. It's so funny.
Yeah. But now Ramses proposes, whatever.
And she takes the pause that I think they're all contractually obligated to take. And then she says, I'm sorry, it's an easy yes for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're in the other thing that we're going to spend the next half of the episode talking about.
Grab a sandwich.
Ugh.
Jeff, our editor, I don't know, charge them double because
yeah.
This is going to be a minute. Hunker down and pray for daylight. See you all at Christmas.
We are in the tunnel of love with Leo and Brittany. Leo's letting us know in his very short pants with no socks that the experiment absolutely works. He has never been so sure about something in his life. Meanwhile, on the other side, Brittany's saying,
I have no idea what happened. Yesterday, he said my first, middle, and last name, and I didn't know what to do.
I just have to say, this woman's body is ridiculous.
Oh my God, her ass. When I saw her butt in that dress, I was like,
do butts look like, is that a real butt?
I mean, I don't think she got like little perky implants. Her butt is so good.
Wait, her boobs are fake. I don't mind fake boobs.
Monica's are too, I think. And Monica needs to fire her boob guy.
Yeah, I love a fake boob. Like
sure.
To wear a shirt and not have to worry about, like, you're touching your own skin.
Please.
I would pay money for that.
Please.
But her ass. Oh, my stars. Her body is the most exciting thing about this season.
I had a butt like that. But I also spent a lot of time in the gym. I wonder if she spends a lot of time in the gym. She doesn't seem like a gym gal. Maybe a private gym. She probably goes to the Goop gym.
Jessica Rabbit. That's what Katie says. So they're in the tunnel of love. They reveal, of course, he is like a 12-year-old trying to hide his boner in school.
Can we say before we get to the tunnel, she's basically telling us that like she doesn't know and she hasn't made up her mind. And she says, maybe love is blind, but I'm vain. And I'm like, girl, at least you know who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least you're being honest and at least you're like, I might see him and decide, no, thank you.
I mean, when we really think about it, this show that we've invested so much emotion and time before this podcast, you and I invested so much time and emotion. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's not like, let's go on a date.
No.
It's putting a ring on it. I actually think, and we'll get to it, I think Brittany, in this 7 minutes of television, is the realest anyone has ever been on the show.
That's fair.
I think the statements that she makes
are
the truest form of reality TV. I think she wins the realest award.
I think her brain short-circuited, and so all she could do was just say exactly what was in her mind in that moment, instead of like all these other people that are like, you're gorgeous, I love you, you're gorgeous.
Daisy, he kisses her and she grunts. She goes, mm-mm.
Ew, that's awful.
It was a grunt, and it's not like a
It wasn't a moan.
It was a
Ew.
I rewound it like 5 times. She actually grunts. I was like, this is the beginning. This is already sending me.
Oh, God. And he does actually look like a worm, I decided in this scene. I was like, he could be a 500-pound worm, but he is a worm.
Mm-hmm.
So he proposes and she says, yes, I love it. Not I love you. I love it.
Meaning the ring. Mm-hmm. Correct. And then they go sit down, not on the normal Love is Blind bench that everyone sits down on. They go to like the chamber couch.
Yeah, it's weird. I noticed that in the first season, they didn't have the bench.
Uh-huh.
And then they added the bench in.
Right.
And not only do they not go to the bench, he says, let's sit down. He sees the bench and then he puts his arm on her, like around her, and like ushers her into the antechamber. And this is the start of some incredibly uncomfortable physical contact.
Yeah. I love physical touch.
Yeah.
Even just with friends. Like, I'm a very touchy person. But I think that you have to read people. She's actually giving a masterclass in nonverbal cues here.
Yeah.
Because he is grabbing her, hugging her. He's leaning on her with the hugs.
He grabs her. Immediately they sit down and immediately he sort of moves into her and he grabs her neck with both hands. Her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks her how she feels to be engaged. And she says, weird.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that after he's grabbed her neck, he kind of brushes her hair out of her face. And then he grabs the back of her hair.
Her hair, like a caveman.
I showed it to Kurt. I said, look at this. And Kurt was like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes. That's very intimate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you kiss someone mm-hmm. that you love and you yeah. hold their face, yeah. that's very intimate. Or mm-hmm. like you hold the back of your neck. Like yeah. the first time you kiss someone and it is the first time they're kissing, yeah. it's like, you know, a little like hug or whatever. Like there are just certain intimate things, especially having to do with your face. Like
yeah.
she's a woman. She's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
There are things I feel like certain touch is more intimate than others. Brushing someone's hair away, that's something I would do to a partner or like a best friend. Touching someone's hair?
The moment where he brushed her hair away, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. It's very intimate. And then it just went immediately to the grabbing of the hair.
He grabs it like, so for those of you like not watching it, he like grabs it almost like, think of like grabbing like a ponytail.
Yeah.
Like he like makes a ponytail with her hair and holds it.
And she's leaning back and she looks so incredibly uncomfortable.
Yep. And then he says this.
So how do you feel?
I don't know how I feel.
I love you.
I don't feel ready to say that.
Okay.
But you said yes, babe. It's very, very confusing. I feel like I'm watching a hostage situation
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And so I want to ask you this, because you and I were talking the other day. I think that this is a man who doesn't understand. I don't think he's a malicious person. I think he's an awkward person who doesn't know how to deal with women and doesn't like respect boundaries. I don't think he's dangerous. He's just a little terrifying to me. Am I like contradicting myself? Like I would feel uncomfortable with him.
I think that some people can be dangerous without having malicious intent. You know what I mean? Like I think people can be dangerous by accident.
Like unintentionally dangerous. Like I don't think he would like hurt a woman, but I don't know that. His lack of self-awareness is really alarming because he doesn't see how aggressive he's being
right,
with her.
Right.
Do you agree?
I do. But I do think that somebody like that could like accidentally hurt somebody accidentally and then be like, oh, fuck.
And listen, Brittany's not my favorite woman that's ever been on the show.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Should she have to deal with a man being gross and aggressive? He was truly manhandling her. And, you know, I think that we've all done that. We've all giggled and laughed
please.
When we've felt uncomfortable. You know, we've been touched inappropriately and we kind of, yep. oh my God,
yeah.
we kind of like giggle our way out of it.
And the reason we giggle is because we're actually very scared. And it's
yes.
like, if I respond to this the way I want to respond to it, it could get a lot worse.
Exactly. So it's tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I'm sure men have too. I can only speak for a woman's experience. The amount of times I have shrunk myself
mm-hmm.
and giggled out of a situation that I was terrified to
mm-hmm.
be in. And watching her do this on camera,
yeah.
I actually feel it. Like,
yeah.
I felt it in my chest.
Me too.
Like, I just was immediately brought back to a bar
yeah, yeah.
where I'm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, it was dark and a man was doing that to me. And you know what? Listen, she said yes, she shouldn't have. She's done some dumb things. Doesn't matter. She doesn't deserve to be treated like that.
No, and consent is something that happens in the moment over and over. Like, it's not something that she can be like, I said yes, I'm going to marry you. So now you have the right to just like grab me and be awful.
Yeah. Jeannie in the chat says it's a response to feeling unsafe.
Yeah.
Yes. And Barry says he generally reminds me of a weird teenager who's trying to figure out what is socially acceptable with relationships, physical intimacy. Totally. Like my point is, it doesn't make him less terrifying, but I think the terrifying aspects of his personality come from inexperience, not malicious intent, but it actually doesn't matter.
Yeah, I completely agree. He says he loves the fuck out of her, which I can't fucking stand that phrase. And she asks why.
Why do you love me?
And he says he loves her for what she brings out in him. Nothing about her. It's what she brings out in him. And he keeps trying to get on her. And she keeps sort of moving away.
She is given nonverbal cues. She's doing it with her neck.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing it with her body.
Yep.
She's doing it with her shoulders. I see it. She's a beautiful woman.
Right.
She's probably had to do this her whole life.
Ugh.
Every woman knows when they feel
yep.
uncomfortable and the reactions, the
yeah.
physical reactions that their body has. And this fucking jar of mayonnaise
mm-hmm.
can't get the fucking hint.
Mm-mm.
And he is just being so weird.
Yeah.
And then he says,
what do you love about me?
Mm-hmm. This is so much pressure.
He's kissing her at one point, and she says, this is definitely one of the most awkward moments of my life. I mean, she's as close to saying, please get away from me, as she can comfortably be.
Yeah. And then this is why I am crowning Brittany the realist. Yeah. She's like, a stranger just asked me to marry him.
Yeah.
You definitely just said the quiet part out loud. Yeah. I can't believe Netflix let that go through.
Yeah. In confessional, she says something in her brain is not computing. I'm like, well, I'm not sure if anything's ever computed in your brain, but I think you have definitely fucking short circuited.
And I feel like she's in a fight or flight mode mm-hmm. right here. Like, she just wants to get the fuck out. Again, she just underlines it. Brittany says,
oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's bad. So then she says, if we're going to go to Mexico, we're going to have a time.
Which we've never heard anyone say. Mm-mm. If we go or if we don't. We've never heard anyone say that.
And then there's talking about, if we don't go to Mexico, can we go to Miami? I don't know who the fuck would want to go to fucking Miami over Mexico, but that's your fucking hill to die on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've never heard. And I was like, what do you talk? How is this a choice? I thought, like, you do the tunnel of love and then you go to the thing.
And then we get the on-screen text that says, basically, they're not going to Mexico. They went to Miami and then they broke up. Okay, I want to talk about this for 10,000 years. This is also unprecedented on the show because there are several people who go through the process, who get engaged, who sometimes even get married, and we don't see their journey.
Yes.
Now, this is something they have never done.
No.
Okay, I would like to lay this out at your feet and just get some feedback. I find it hard to believe that this was solely the producer's call. What do you think?
Yeah. I think at first when we first, it was like, holy shit, the producers decided. I actually think it was her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a combination. And I think that because of that one woman who ended up suing because that guy was dangerous,
mm-hmm.
I think it was probably a combination of the producers being like, this dude doesn't seem safe. Mm-hmm. And her being like, I don't feel safe. I mean, I can't believe she even went to Miami with him.
Yes, that's sort of exactly what I was thinking. I can imagine a world where the producers, even though it would have been great television and they're essentially leaving us with Love is Blind blue balls.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a world where the producers could have looked at him like a liability.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm sitting there as a producer watching this scene take place, or I'm watching it back in dailies or whatever, that I would be like, I can't put her alone in a room with him because my ass is on the line.
Totally. Especially what happened with the last season. And, you know, you learn, you do better. Now, I read this online. Now, this is a total conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I read that there was a world in which Brittany was like, I don't want to do this. And she was like, this is just not going to go well. And Leo bought them out of the contract. Okay, taking away the liability aspect, the drama aspect, because then there's a part of my brain that's like, Netflix doesn't give a fuck. Netflix wants the best show. And you know what's going to be the best show? This gorgeous, hot piece of ass with this nerdy fucking
worm.
Dustin Diamond lookalike.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's a good point.
Am I giving Netflix too much credit to do the right thing?
Yeah, but it would also be awfully magnanimous of him to buy them out of the contract, unless he thought he was being romantic again. And then she went to Miami because she felt fucking obligated to.
Right. Unless the producers were like, you're not coming off great, my man.
Yeah.
Like, this is not going your way. Like, you look like a scary douche canoe.
Right.
I want to believe that Netflix saw she was uncomfortable, saw she wasn't into it, and said, we already have enough drama with the guy with two dreads and the sex addict and this man who nobody knows has three babies. I think we got the drama covered. Let's not get sued for sexual assault.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying that Leo is like that. I am saying that the perceived threat of a man who does not understand or respect boundaries is terrifying. It doesn't matter the intention behind it. I am not saying Leo has done that, would do that, or is capable of that.
And we haven't seen him drunk. We haven't, like, it's too many variables.
But you know what? The fact of the matter is, any woman who has been put in that position, no matter how it ended up, but been put in the position where they are physically uncomfortable, didn't feel great in that moment, just like I did.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like Netflix would have been really stupid to not have realized how physically affected I think tens of thousands of women were watching that scene.
Right. And so if they had gone to Mexico and if something had happened, they would have all of us coming and being like, you didn't see that she was in danger? Because we saw that she was in danger.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know, this was years ago. There was a thing I heard on like NPR, and it was a piece about some guy on the Chicago L that was like goosing women.
Uh-huh.
They don't know if it was one guy or several guys pinching women's asses on the subway and then running off on the L. And the woman reporting it at the end like made a goose joke. And so I wrote in and I was like, these women are being sexually assaulted, essentially. They're being in public, touched by a stranger on an intimate part of their body, and you just made a goose joke about it? Like, this is not a funny thing.
Yeah.
They ended up inviting me to be like an ombud person, where like I would give them feedback on a regular basis. But this is also just the mindset that people have had of like, I can touch you in this way because look how you're dressed. You're out in public. So like,
yeah,
it's not a big deal if I touch you like this. It is a fucking big deal. Don't put your hands on my body.
Ooh, I could go on and on, but we have back to back Tunnel of Loves and we got to get to it. Marissa and Ramses, you all, Ramses is just, he's waiting for a flood. I feel bad. I wonder what trauma he has regarding water in his past.
Listen, these men, their fucking pants are too goddamn short. I don't know who decided that this is how pants were going to be, but they need to be fired.
I feel, no, this has to go back to some kind of trauma.
But he's not the only one. Leo's pants are also incredibly short.
Where were they circa 2005? Anyone near New Orleans? Hurricane Katrina? I don't know. I don't want to be the source for more trauma.
Have you noticed that Marissa this whole time has seemed super aware of the cameras?
I think they're all super aware of the cameras.
Yeah.
I think they are all super aware of the cameras. I'm so glad you said that.
But Marissa in general has a tendency to like look where she thinks the camera might be and like say things. Not in confessional. Like in the pod, she'd be like, is this happening? Or like, I'm ready, guys.
Yeah, like she's on The Office. She's like,
yeah. And it happens here in the tunnel. She's like looking at the cameras and like talking to the producers like, okay, we're ready. Like in a way that other people are not.
Anyway, they're excited.
Super into each other.
They're laughing. They both think they're good looking. They're hugging. They're happy. And I don't know. They're excited.
Good.
She's excited. He's excited. Mm-hmm. He proposes. And then he gets down on one knee to propose, which they almost forgot. They like went through their whole thing. And he says, it's real. I was like, the diamond or this proposal?
It's not glass. Also, my love.
I am very confused.
That's a really good question.
Also, just get man-made manufactured diamonds, y'all.
I agree.
It doesn't matter. Get one. Don't get a blood
diamond.
Get a blood diamond. No one needs it.
Did you get an Advet recently for diamonds?
No.
Oh, I did. And I was like, no, thank you.
Oh, I thought you meant manufactured diamonds. Have you seen those manufactured diamonds?
No.
They're gorgeous.
No. And there's also an ad that Lily Allen does that I did a parody of where she's like, there's nothing like the beauty of a natural diamond. And she's like out walking her dog with a fucking diamond. I'm like, go away. Who are you even talking to?
Those manufactured diamonds are gorgeous.
I'm sure.
I can't wait for my second wedding.
There's no reason to have a diamond that some fucking kid had their arm chopped off to fucking get for you. They're boring.
Citrine is my favorite gemstone. I want citrine.
I like sapphire.
Yeah, sapphire, yeah.
I think citrine, isn't that one of the Scorpio stones?
Sapphire is like a precious stone. I think citrine is semi-precious.
That's like orange, right?
It's like a deep yellow, but it can be like orange, yeah.
I think I got one of those once. It's like creativity or Barry knows, I'm sure. Or she'll Google it.
Barry knows. She's like, hold it. She's like writing the entire history of the citrine diamond. She's like, founded in the 1600s, citrine means love and light and happiness and joy. The song, she just like is like a Wikipedia, just comes up in the chat. Hey, Barry.
Katie says citrine works on Tuesdays. Oh, God. So now we're in Cabo, and Vanessa clearly went to Hannah's stylist for her dress. She's wearing a chartreuse fucking nightmare. Although they actually didn't go to Cabo this time. They stayed behind.
They were busy. Probably because they had to send fucking Leo and What's-Her-Tits to Miami. They couldn't afford the plane ticket.
Barry says citrine is a Gemini stone.
Mm.
All right.
We go through just sort of like all of them getting to Cabo.
Blase blah.
So I made a TikTok about this today.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out who Taylor looks like. And this is a very deep cut.
Okay.
Did you watch Real World San Francisco?
No. Is that why you texted me? I was like, no, but my sister auditioned for it.
She looks like you all, you old people. She looks like Pam from the Real World San Francisco. And sometimes her face, it is the spitting image. I know way too much about Real World San Francisco.
Everybody in the chat is losing their minds.
Right? And it's not just, it's her face, it's her smile. Pam had those dimples. So we just kind of like check in with all of them.
We go through. Apparently, Ashley is practicing abstinence. And I don't think they talked much about sex at all in the pods, which seems to me like a big fucking oversight.
Yeah. And then when Tyler says that having sex is exchanging his soul, I was like, I think I've been doing sex wrong.
Yeah. He says he doesn't want to give away part of his soul. Sir.
Sir. Not the way I do it.
You know, that's just semen, right?
Giving away your soul?
Come on.
Calm down.
Like, calm down.
You're on all fours. Stop.
So Hannah says she forgot what Nick looked like. Yeah, she fucking blocked it out. It was like a trauma response and she blocked it out.
Yeah, you were expecting Henry Cavill. Like, okay.
He makes a joke that she thought he was cuter than he was, and she does not correct him.
This man's uncomfortable energy, I can feel it through the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so uncomfortable.
Well, she's not helping.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not helping. When you have the stronger energy, it's not like your duty, but it's like nice to help the person who has a little bit of like a nervous energy.
She doesn't help one iota.
No, she's making it worse.
Yeah, she's making it worse. She says, I wasn't worried about what you look like. I was worried about what you'd think of me. And when I saw you, I was like, you're so handsome. Girl, we have tape. We can go back and watch you say he does not look like what he said he was going to look like.
It's so uncomfortable. You know those like those conversations, and I've had them in real life, where it's worse than small talk.
Yeah.
It's like awkward.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Weird. Desperate small talk.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he's seen the show and he knows that everyone goes and talks about sex. And he's like, I would really just like not like to talk about sex.
Yeah, but the reason he gives is I have an image back at home that I need to uphold. Sir.
Okay. I was at first creeped out by that too. Have you gotten to the episode where they go to his house?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Very, very Catholic. That's different than saying I have an image. Why doesn't he just say like, hey, I was raised super religious and like.
It's weird if you go on TV and talk about your sex stuff.
Sure.
We have a podcast and only four people listen to it. But like, this is in front of millions of people. And I get it. But it's going to happen.
Also, you went on a reality show to meet your wife. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I felt like when I heard that, because he said, you know, I have a brand. I kind of feel like he's in real estate. He probably helps a bunch of like his mom's friends.
Well, then this is not the right show for him.
Totally. I was just like, that's a tall order.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. Like, I'm really open talking about sex and some people aren't, you know?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. You can just be like, hey, you know what? Can we keep it private? You don't have to say you've got an image. So then he takes off his shirt to show her his birthmark. And she's like, any excuse to take your shirt off, huh? She's just negging at him. I don't even think it's negging because I don't think she's interested. She's just picking at him.
Mm-hmm.
So then he tells her his mom said he was born on Valentine's Day. So an angel came down. What? I just kept writing what in this scene?
It's that awkward conversation. It's like, please, dear God, let words come out of my mouth so that we don't have awkward silences.
Ugh.
It's just word soup. Mm-hmm. Churned around and made into leftovers. That's it.
He asks if she likes seeing him with his shirt off. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's all I've ever dreamed of. Like, girl. So then she jokes that she's going to take her shirt off, too. And he's like, not yet. I was like, why not? You're fucking in Mexico. You're married. So then she goes in for a kiss. And his response is, don't pull my mic off.
Again, very aware of the cameras.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
These people hate each other.
This is what I wrote in my notes. Tim and Alex, boring stuff.
Yes.
That's all I wrote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote when she saw him, she couldn't see him because she's nearsighted. That's all
boring
I wrote.
Stuff. Marissa and Radames.
Marry the princess, Radames.
What is that?
It's knowing what they want of me.
scares me. It's knowing having fun. You don't know Aida?
I was going to say, is it Aida? But last time I asked if it was Aida, I was wrong.
Oh, what
this a time I would have been right. No, I don't know Aida.
Marry the princess, Radames.
So Marissa has not dated a guy like Ramses before. She keeps going on and on about how excited her sister is going to be. He asks if she's really into military men, and she says yes, but she's never really liked them. Whatever, they share this huge open mouth kiss where their tongues come out before their lips meet, and I wanted to die. I wanted to go back in time before I was born and never be born.
Mm-hmm. They're like, we're going to throw this one in the garbage can.
So
no.
Steven and Monica still cannot get over each other. She is still whispering, you're so handsome.
Daisy, this woman does not care that I am deaf in one ear. Why are you whispering, girl? You have a microphone. We're going to hear it.
We're
I'm just
going to
struggle.
Yeah. If you didn't want to be heard, once again, don't come on a reality show at all. So she tells us again that she used to focus on the wrong things, their money, their status, where they went to school. And like, he's an electrician and he only went to a 2-year college. And I don't even care. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can't stand this woman. Like, quick question for you, Monica. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you?
Shut up.
Shut up.
You have all of your dickish parts of your personality on display. And then she says, he's the sweetest guy she's ever known. And in my notes, I just wrote K.
And then she says to him, besides my dad, don't mention your dad while you're making out.
Yeah, like he's inside of you, ma'am.
Gross.
What are we doing
here? Why is your dad on your mind? Are you worried he's going to watch this and be like, I thought I was the sweetest man in your life?
So
come
weird.
Come on. Tyler and Garrett are on a beach date. Again, boring. I don't know. They're very similar to each other. Is that going to be a thing?
Blase bah. I don't know.
So now Ashley and Tyler are in their private pool. She is wearing a full robe in this pool.
Yeah.
They seem awkward, right?
Yeah.
Really awkward.
Yeah.
She wants him to keep it PG and they built their relationship on love or whatever. And then Netflix gives us a very long shot of Ashley's tits.
Mm-hmm.
Just Ashley's tits. I mean, they're kind of like, well, Tyler's talking, so his head should be, and that's the frame. No, it's just Ashley's tits.
It was in this moment that I love being sort of reaffirmed in the things that I know, you know, where you just kind of like get that like boost and you're like, yeah, I knew that. That's good. And I know I can't be trusted because I look at Tyler and I see his cute little freckles and his cute little smile. And I'm like, oh, he's so sweet. And he's just so complimentary and sweet. Then I remember he has 3 whole ass human beings that are one half of his DNA.
Wait, that's a spoiler for all those people that fast forwarded in the beginning to didn't get a spoiler.
Daisy, they've all read and heard about it. You're the only
one. I'm the only one.
So fuck you guys. Anyway, it's like, I can't be trusted.
Yeah.
I can't be trusted. I can't even be trusted with a pair of fucking scissors. Like, how am I even here?
I have no faith in my judgment anymore. Clearly, I am wrong. So Tim and Alex are having dinner and she asks if he thinks she's bossy and he's like, well, you can try to be, but I'm very, very, and you know, I had watched forward at this point. So he's like, I am very level and even. And if I'm yelling, something's wrong and I need to remove myself from the situation. He says, I don't get mad. He wants her to visit his family in Augusta. And I wrote, I'm annoyed with Alex.
So he explains that his parents agreed to drive the dog back up to D.C., which from Augusta is like 10 hours. Then they have this really weird conversation.
My parents said if I get to this point with someone, they will drive my sister's car back up. And then
with the dog.
Yeah. It's my motherfucking dog.
You got one more time to say that.
It's my dog. Hey, that's
all right.
My dog.
And that's my heart was it.
No,
and
for
that
real. That's my heart and soul.
And I know. I was saying the statement of what.
Yeah.
This is you. Get it out now.
Dog.
And that's it. And that was it.
Wait. I'm not done.
No, I'm done.
Woof.
I will literally get up and walk away and leave you here. I will leave you sitting here.
I got a beautiful view.
Once again, she brought it up. This is the same thing that happened in the Tunnel of Love. She brought up the dog thing and then he leaned into it and she was like, you better stop doing that. And it's like, well, then don't mention it. Plus, all he said was they're bringing my dog. He wasn't saying anything about it. So I just wrote, she used to have a short temper.
Mm-hmm. Solange in the chat said, is Alex on melatonin this whole series? I could not agree more.
I just wrote, I don't know about Alex.
I am very confused. You know, we talked about this a couple seasons back when banter can get really like annoying mm-hmm. and toxic. Mm-hmm. And like, I think he thinks he's being cute and silly mm-hmm. and she's being really annoyed.
It's not good.
I think she annoys very easily.
I do too. I think she annoys very easily, and I think she's sort of picking fights a little bit, and I think he's not reading the cues, that she's not kidding, that she doesn't want to hear it. They're ships in the night, these two people.
Totally. Yeah, just energy-wise.
Yeah.
Barry makes a really good point in the chat. She said, I saw a TikTok about how MS is genetic, and she talks about being super tired, wondering if she's experiencing early MS symptoms since both of her parents have it. That's really interesting because that comes up in a later episode. That's really, really interesting.
So now we're with Hannah and Nick, and she asks if she ever cried in the pods with him. And he's like, no, I mean, you cried with other people. And then she's like, this is embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it. Again, you brought it up.
You brought it up. Yeah.
What the, I wrote, are these people okay?
Then they're talking about getting work done. He asks if she has natural lips and everything. And he says something kind of JP vibes, mm-hmm. but he says natural women are the most beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. You know how we say women dress for women, women do their makeup for women. These are things that like men don't notice. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of men in my life who actually like agree with that. Mm-hmm. Who think that women are like their cutest when they're wearing like sweatpants, a mm-hmm. t-shirt with like a bun on their head.
Yeah.
It's so interesting mm-hmm. because I feel most beautiful when I'm like done up.
Right.
And like I have my hair done and my makeup done and I'm in a fancy dress. It's such a disconnect.
I agree. I remember going to a Lakers game once and going into pee and like washing my hands and watching all of these women like meticulously fix their ponytail. And I'm like, he doesn't care. He is not looking at you, I promise. I promise mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely a disconnect. But not only that, I think that he says that because he's scared of her. And he brings mm-hmm. up the thing about work, which I thought was a weird thing to he's like, if I ever make enough money, would you want to get work done? And then I think he says the thing about natural beauty because he's worried that he said the wrong thing about getting work done.
Maybe, yeah.
Also, a little earlier in this scene, they're talking about sort of nicknames, and she says Nick D's Nuts, and apparently he has never heard that one before. I'm like, how have you gone through your whole life with the name Nick D, and nobody has called you Nick D's Nuts? Where are we as a society?
Also, thanks. Clearly, you don't listen.
Yeah, well, she does.
She says to the camera again how she, I normally go for the guys, you know, that are like 6'5", you know, like the jock, like the most handsome man in the room, you know, whatever. Like, you know, just like the kind of man I usually go for or whatever. But like, I think Nick is handsome. Nyack. Nyack. Again, he said he was a kicker.
Yes.
If someone says kicker, I'm going to think he's a little soccer player.
Uh-huh. Correct. She tells us now that, like, basically she's saying, once I got used to how ugly he was, I felt better. But she says he makes her feel very at home. This is how you are when you're at home, because this is wacko. She says she would marry him tomorrow. And then she lies and says she's physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
And they're kind of kissy in the pool together. And I just think he's terrified of her. I think he's just fucking scared.
I can't get it. Like, she's kind of like leaning in for kisses.
Yeah.
I'm like, is she drunk and just
yeah.
her like pussy thumping a little bit? Like, I don't know. It's just, you know, when it's like thumping. It's
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Happened the other day.
Okay, I guess he can touch it.
He also asked if he was a hot commodity in the pods. And again, she just uses the opportunity to give him shit. She's like, well, we would talk shit about you. And he's like, that means I was a hot commodity. This guy is in cuckoo la la land.
I don't know.
She's also just responds to everything he says with various faces. Like, she's always like, Do you have to go? Do you have to get Lola?
Who?
You have a daughter? I don't know if you... Lola?
My roommate?
Mm-hmm. Your roommate that needs rides.
She always fucking needs rides. I swear I'm the only parent that's like, when does this kid get her license? Every other parent is like, no.
I don't want him in a car. Jesus Christ.
Can we GoFundMe this bitch a car?
So apparently Garrett sleeps with tape over his mouth. What?
Mouth taping is very, yeah. It's very...
I'm sure it's a thing, but how do you not just go and open it?
I don't know. There's special mouth tape. I have mouth tape. I haven't tried it, but I ordered it on Amazon on Prime Day because I could stand to shut my mouth a little bit more. I've been told.
So Ashley and Tyler are going to bed and he's leading them in prayer. And I wrote, is this guy going to let me down? I like him of most of all the guys. And then I said, he's going to do something awful, right? Well, yep. There we have it.
Monica and Steven are about to sleep together and they're nervous to sleep together. I think we've talked about this before, have we? About how I think sleeping together is very intimate.
Oh, like actually sleeping?
Like
sure.
Actually sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to sleep with Katie in the bed.
No, I think sleeping with a partner, like if you sleep well next to somebody, there's something about it. There's something very intimate about sleeping next to a partner.
I agree. And then we're also going to find out that Steven's got a boner situation that I think makes sleeping next to him very difficult. She's whispering again. I don't understand it. So now we're with Alex and Tim. I don't think she's ready to get married.
No, I don't think she wants to be here.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes him. I don't think she likes Mexico.
No.
I think she hates Disney World.
Yeah.
I think she hates everything. She doesn't want to be here. I think she's...
No.
Or maybe she's PMSing. I don't know.
Maybe. He lifts her face to give her a kiss and she like gives him a peck and then puts her head back down immediately. I don't think she wants to be here. So now we're back with Hannah and Nick. And I said, I think he's terrified to say anything to her.
Yes.
I think that he's worried he's going to say the wrong thing. And so he fixes things. Earlier at the pool, he had said, I can't wait to see all the girls. And then he corrects himself and says, I mean, the beautiful women. And then he corrects himself again. And he's like, not like that. Not like that.
Yes.
Now he says they have a different kind of love. And he says, now we just have to see if it's sustainable. But I think it is. It is. I think this man is out of his mind terrified.
This man's cortisol levels are through the roof. Somebody fucking Amazon him some ashwagandha because his blood pressure, he might as well be like my grandfather right before he died.
And then we learn that Ramses and Marissa already fucked. They didn't even wait till tonight.
So many times they fucked.
She says she's sticky. Okay. Marissa says whatever is in her mind in that moment. This woman has no filter and it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to get to
Duckgate.
What the duck? We're at the pool the next day with Hannah and Nick. I have so many feelings about this whole thing.
Okay, let me just ballpark what happens. Basically, there are these plastic ducks. I don't even actually know what they are.
No.
They're just these plastic white ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being a silly goose and he's like, let's go play on the ducks. And she's like, Nick, I am not doing that. That is going to give me the ick.
If you do that, I'm going to get the ick.
I'm going to get the ick, Nick. If you do that right now, Nick, do not embarrass me. Come on. Do not embarrass me in Mexico. Oh my God. He goes over. He goes to these ducks and this other woman comes over and she's like, wow, this is so silly.
Yeah.
And then they have a little like duck race.
Mm-hmm.
While they're having a duck race, Hannah is talking to the camera and she calls him an idiot,
mm-hmm.
a moron.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's mortified, mm-hmm. and calls him stupid.
Mm-hmm. And then the woman on the duck says, oh, she's jealous. Don't be jealous. And the two of them are laughing. Hannah says to the cameras, I'm not jealous, but like... But I want to make it clear. This woman says, oh, she's jealous. Don't be jealous. Like that. Wagging her finger a little bit. It's fun and playful.
Okay. Also, just for clarification, she seemed European to me.
Yeah,
it didn't
matter.
She had an accent.
Yes.
The point being, she was being a silly goose.
Yeah.
And Hannah snaps mm-hmm. her fingers.
Yeah.
Meow. Oh my God, this is so not funny. He is such a moron. Oh my God, I'm so, this is, give me such the yuck. Have you ever been on a resort vacation?
Yeah. You're drinking pina coladas. You're just having a good time.
People are just being silly gooses. They're sharing their food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you meet best friends for 2 days and you never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like a camaraderie.
Yeah,
and he's being silly. And I don't understand what she is so fucking mortified about.
That she is being a bitch.
Yeah.
She is being an asshole. I don't get it either. Like, who cares?
You could have said, like, oh, it's okay. I'm going to sit over here. You embarrass yourself, baby.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's viscerally mad.
Yeah.
And then she says, I'm too cool for that. Baby girl,
okay.
I have some news that you are not going to enjoy receiving.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you're as cool as you think you are.
Not anywhere near. He asks, he comes up and he's like, did I look hot? And she's like, I told you that was going to give me the ick. And he's like, but you still love me. And she's like, maybe. She says it grossed her out. And she's like, I don't like men riding things. If it's a horse or a donkey, I'd still be grossed out. And then she says she's trying to keep the passion alive. On day two?
I mean, the comments are blowing up. Erica says Hannah is truly the most insecure asshole.
Oh my
who
God.
Gives Zainab a halo. Solange says she's so deeply insecure.
And this is another moment where he starts to try to do damage control by like complimenting yeah. her. He's like, you're more emotionally intelligent than me. You're smarter than me. You're more beautiful than me. Then he's like, so I just can't be myself around you? She's like, you can. I watched. I still love you or whatever.
It is just like, you're getting the ick from someone else just having fun. Wait, he's not hurting anyone.
No.
He's actually not embarrassing. But also, it needs to be said, there is no one in eyeshot.
Nobody.
There is nobody there.
The duck obviously is a fucking metaphor for something else. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's not the duck that she's upset about. We get a bunch of shots of them looking really uncomfortable. And he's like, well, I still think it was fun. And that's where we end.
I just like, I don't get it. She's giving me Zainab vibes in the sense that she is looking for any little thing that she doesn't yes. like mm-hmm. to go off about, yep. to nitpick about, mm-hmm. just to villainize him for.
Yep.
I don't think she's doing it consciously. I don't think she's like, let me be horrible.
No.
I just think she's allowing him to just annoy the shit out of her. I actually want someone to explain to me what was so cringeworthy about those ducks, because I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, she just doesn't like him. That's what it is. She doesn't like him. And if she found him attractive, she wouldn't care how he acts. That's what Solange says. I completely agree. I think she doesn't like him. And I was like this when I was younger. If I didn't like a guy, I didn't know how to be like, I don't like you. I don't want right. to do this. Or like say it in a nice way or whatever. But like either she just wants the camera time or she's hoping to like nag him out of this relationship. I don't know.
Yeah. So this is the beginning of where I start to feel really bad for Nick.
Yes.
Because, you know, the first couple episodes, yeah. I was like, get off my screen.
Yes.
But I do. I think he lives in fear of her. Yep. I think he's terrified of saying the wrong thing at all times.
All times.
And like, also, girl, just like have fun. You're 26. You quit your job. You sell medical
you're
devices.
You're in Mexico.
Go have a drink if you're thirsty.
Jesus.
You know what? Also, Hannah, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Hannah.
Hannah, shut the fuck up.
Hannah, I got this memo for you. It says, shut the fuck up.
Oh, God. Hold on a second. Before we, I just got a text. Oh, it says, Hannah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting a call. Oh.
Yeah. What is Hello? It? Who is it? Who is it?
It's,
who is it?
That is it? Guy, Jonathan.
What does he say?
He's saying, okay. Yeah. No, I'll let them know.
What is
he said, Hannah, shut the fuck up. Jonathan. Luigi Spaghetti.
Thank you to all of our backstage cunts. We love you.
We love you guys.
I want to record all the episodes right in a row right now because I'm so fucking excited.
I know. I think I'm in 8 now.
Okay. Well, we're going to try and pump him out if Hannah can shut the fuck up.
I'm in the one where Tim.
Daisy, shut the fuck up.
That's fair.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.